Ephesians chapter 6. Please stand out of love and respect for the word of God, if you would, please, if you're physically able. We're going to read these 10 verses here, I guess, well, maybe technically 11. Verses 10 through 20. If you'll follow along, while I read out loud. And these verses, I know you know them. You've probably heard dozens and dozens of messages on the whole armor of God, right? And these things. And we're going to focus on a different aspect. And, of course, not neglect the rest of it as well, but it will be mentioned. But really, we want to look at a characteristic that I think is found here in a principle that we can apply to our lives and do our best for our Lord. Look here in verse 10 of chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Today I want to focus on that one particular phrase there in verse 13, where Paul says, "and having done all, to stand." And this characteristic has to do with having done all. How many times is a person a starter but not a finisher? I have that difficulty. That's in my personality. I like to start things, but it's a difficult thing to finish them. Now, I have worked on it, and I have to work on it, and I have to get people to remind me to finish something. And I'm doing better, thank the Lord, than I have in the past. But I certainly have more growth, more room for growth in that department of my life. But this thing of, perhaps this word may interest you, this thing of being thorough. Being thorough. You know, making sure it's done all the way. And isn't that what is kind of mentioned here? He says, "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day." And then he says, "and having done all, to stand." Right? I mean, don't leave anything left undone. Don't leave anything short. Don't leave anything without completion. Be thorough Christians. Do all to stand. Do all that you can in this life for God. That's a thorough Christian. And that's what we ought to want to be. Be thorough. Taking something to the end. Complete. Perfection. Okay? That's being thorough. Not missing anything. Right? Is being thorough. Making sure that everything is compiled together. We need to be thorough Christians. How many times have you perhaps tried to accomplish a task and maybe you left something undone? And it was a critical element. Right? Yeah, we need to do that. Yeah, oops. that's important, right? And so you get into the workings of the thing and it just doesn't come to fruition and you're like, "Well, what happened here?" Right? How many of you fathers tried to put something together a Christmas morning or something like that, right? And there's always what? Extra parts! Yes, I love extra parts. No, I hate extra. Well, actually, I do like them because I put them in my parts box and then I have parts for something else. But did you know, most of the time, manufacturers aren't just sending you a few extras just because. Now, every once in a while, they may put too many bolts in the package. That doesn't happen all the time, okay? But you really probably shouldn't have extra parts as your kid is screaming, going down, oh, I can't stop, there's no brakes, you know, kind of thing. That kind of thing, you know. Oh, that's what that thing is over there. I just thought it was an extra part. It's a brake, you know. We kind of need that. But we really need to be thorough. And let me ask you a question. As Christ, our Savior, being crucified on the cross, said these words, "It is finished." You suppose he was thorough in the task at hand? And let me ask you further. Aren't you glad he was thorough in the task at hand? Nothing left undone. Nothing left for us to do. Excuse me. But he did it completely. And we need to be that kind of Christian. Can I tell you something? It is best in life for a Christian to be thorough in life's pursuits. I'm not even talking on a spiritual plane here. I'm just talking about life. Your dealings with other people. Your work life. Your physical life. This life we live in this world. Hey, if we can't be thorough, who's going to be? If we can't be trusted, who's going to be? If we can't be the ones that take things to a final end and something that's complete and something that's done well and done right, who's going to? Certainly not lost people. Why not save people? Why shouldn't we have that testimony as a believer in Christ? Hey, if you want something done, take it to so-and-so. He's a Christian. He'll make sure it's done and done right. And done all the way. He doesn't do a half job. He does the whole thing. He gets it done, sees it through to the end, makes sure that it's complete, because he's a Christian. Isn't that what we're kind of called to do? And isn't that kind of a good testimony? So that they'll see Jesus in us? Isn't that what we want? Don't we want them to say, hey, look, this guy's different. He's not like these others that just do a half job. This guy does the whole thing, and he does it right, and he does it right every time. He does it complete. He deals with people well. He does this, or she does that, and it's just a thorough job. All the time. Every time. What's wrong with them? I want to know a little bit more about them. What makes them tick? What makes them do what they do? And we can just point up and say, it's Jesus. Jesus has made me different. Jesus has changed my life. Jesus is my example that I follow to be thorough in life's pursuits. Did not Solomon say, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might? For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. We ought to be thorough in all that we do. In Psalm 112, it says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house. And his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil things. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish.
Does that sound like someone who's thorough in their life and in their life's work? Absolutely. In Numbers chapter 30, the Bible tells us, if a man vow a vow unto the Lord or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. That's the expectation. If we say we're going to do something, we need to do it. Listen, I've failed in that matter many times in my life. But we need to not do that, right? We need to make sure we keep our word. We do what we say we're going to do and see it through to the end. That's being thorough. And you know, I've told you many times, and I suppose I'll continue to tell me because it made such an impact on my life, that we always ought to do our best no matter how poor it is. But less than our best is never good enough for God no matter how good it is. Because it's not the best. And a thorough Christian always does his or her best. That's what they do. And they see it through to completion. In Proverbs chapter 11, there's many things to be said that Solomon shares that are wise things to those that would love to be thorough. One of those being, a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. You know, God delights in doing things right. No shortcuts, Brother Frank. Where you at? Right? On roofs. No shortcuts. On tile floors. No shortcuts. On electrical work. No shortcuts, right? I mean, just in our day, just in life's pursuits. Be thorough. There's a builder that perhaps wasn't thorough, and maybe a contractor that I'm working with that is not quite thorough, and hopefully not a roofer that's... I hope you get a roofer that's thorough, Brother Frankie. I do. You didn't know that this message was for y'all tonight, right? And you contractors, you should be watching this. Be thorough in life pursuits. Why should your boss have to redo something that you did? Or do something you left undone? What kind of testimony is that? That's not good. We ought to be honest. We have to do things because it's in the sight of the Lord and in the sight of man. 2 Corinthians, Paul told the Corinthians, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. You know, on Sunday we talked about being approved unto God. That we're only to be pleasing the inspector. But listen, as we please the inspector, we are going to be pleasing individuals as well. Because they're going to see. I mean, yes, you ought to be concerned with what God sees. But you also should care what they see, because it may be the only testimony they get of God in you. In Romans 12, in our relationships, we should be thorough. Being of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Be a thorough Christian. See things through. You know, a lot of times we get frustrated with the circumstances and we lash out. What does that do? That kind of spoils it, doesn't it? They don't see the loving kindness. They don't see the mercy and grace of God in our lives. And therefore they say, well, they're not any different than me, so why would I want to be a Christian? But if we can hold course, if we can see things through to the complete end, maybe they'll be saved. You know, we ought to be thorough in our relationships with our families. See it through to the end. You know, there may be some things in my life that my parents thought, he's not going to make it. And maybe in your parents' eyes for yourselves, or maybe in some of your children. I have some that I'm concerned about. I don't know if they're going to make it. And sometimes I think maybe God will kill them, or maybe I'll kill them. I don't know which one. It depends on what day it is. My mom and dad were here just a few weeks ago, and I remember my mom telling me once, I really messed up. I can't remember what it was. But she told me, she said, son, I brought you into this world, and I can take you out of it. And I believed her. So much that for her 40th birthday, on top of the garage, I put a lawn chair. I stuffed a pair of overalls and a farmer shirt and a hat, and put a little straw man up, or straw woman, I guess, up on the garage, and put a shotgun and a pitchfork in each hand and said, happy 40th birthday, Mom. So, anyways, those of you that met my mother, you would understand. But we need to see things through. How often do we just give up quickly on someone or something? We ought not do that. We ought to be thorough. See it through. Now, not only, obviously, life's pursuits, doing things that we can be, I better give this example. I know we're running short of time. You remember a guy named Joseph? Would you consider Joseph as one that was thorough? Oh, yes. How about in his father's house, amongst his brethren? Was he thorough? Oh, yeah. And when they beat him up and tore his coat off him and threw him in that pit and then sold him into slavery and lied about him being killed by a wild animal, right? Down in Egypt, he's destroyed, right? He's got nothing left. And he just slumps into a big pile of human flesh and just dies, right? No, not at all. He had a calling in life. God had a purpose for him. And what did he do? He went into Potiphar's house and he did great things. And I'll just read this excerpt for you. It says, and the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. You think that made a difference? Absolutely it made a difference. Now, you know the story. He's lied about after denying that wicked woman of her desires. Ends up in jail. And then he quits, right? He gives up then. No, he becomes the star of the prison. I mean, that guy that kept the prison, he liked Joseph. Man, it made his job a lot easier. And you know what? He goes through and he's doing right and he's pleasing God. And these dreams come, and he tells the butler and the baker their outcomes. Obviously, for the baker, it wasn't very good, but for the butler, it was nice. And then he's forgotten about, because the butler told him, "I'll tell Pharaoh about your case, man. I got your back." 2 years later. And Joseph quit, right? He stopped being thorough in his affairs. No? No, he kept on. And rule of the country, the good years, the bad years, his family comes to town, all this stuff. He saw it through to the end. After his father died, he still stayed true to God. Even when he could have punished his brothers after that. But he didn't. He was a thorough Christian in life's pursuits. Secondly, we need to be thorough in our spiritual pursuits. Our spiritual pursuits. Hey, you know what? We have a new life in Christ to live if we're born again. We do. And guess what? You say, when, Pastor, do I come to the place where I have reached the height of Christianity? This is all you're going to get. Because you're not going to. When you're dead. Okay, that's when.
Well, when am I going to stop growing and learning in Christ and being molded and shaped into what God wants me? When you draw your last breath, then He's done working with you. But until then, we need to keep on keeping on. You know, Paul said at the end of his life, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight." You know what that is? Code word, I have been thorough. I have finished my course. I have been thorough. I have kept the faith. I have been thorough. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. You know what God wants us to do? Grow. He wants us to abound. He wants us to fight to the end, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Have you left anything undone in your spiritual pursuits? Maybe Bible study. Or let's go even simpler. Maybe just reading your Bible and praying every day. Skip a day here, skip a day there. Maybe it's 5 minutes today and 15 minutes tomorrow. Or maybe it's sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's in the afternoon, sometimes it's in the night. You know, I mean, could we get a little bit more complete in the spiritual life? Yes. Yes, we can. Can we be a better Christian tomorrow than we were today? Yes, we can. We need to make sure that we're doing all we can to be what God wants us to be. In James chapter 1, let me remind you, the Bible says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and," here it is, "continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." You know what a thorough Christian is? A thorough Christian is a continuer. One who continues in the word. One who continues in these things. You know, the people in the Bible that were of, you know, in the hall of faith, what did they do? They didn't quit. They were thorough Christians. They didn't give up. They didn't throw in the towel. God wants us to be thorough in our spiritual pursuits. Are you happy with your spiritual self? Are you satisfied with where you are spiritually? You know, I was saved in the summertime of 1985. You know, it was a long time ago. It was a long time ago. How many of you were even around in 1985? A few of you. How many of you don't want to tell if you were around in 85? All right? My wife was 3. Well, yeah, you weren't 3 yet. You were going to be 3 at the end of the year. Yeah. You know, I can't truly say I'm where I should be after all those years of being saved. Can you? Can you? Well, we need to be thorough Christians. God wants us to be thorough. He doesn't want us to give up. Now, can I do something about it? I can. I can continue to grow and I can continue to learn and I can do what God wants us to do. God wants me to do. In Galatians chapter 5, we went over this just recently. It says, "And this I say then, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." In 1 Peter
It says, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you, if ye be followers of that which is good? And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of their terror, neither their trouble, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is within you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. That's the testimony of a thorough Christian. There was a man named Epaphras. Paul said of him, Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. You know, there's someone praying for you that you could stand perfect and complete in all the will of God for your life. You say, who is that? Who is it? It's me. It's maybe somebody else you know. Another brother and sister in Christ. But as your pastor, that's one of the things that I get to do. And please listen to me carefully. I didn't say have to do. I get to do it. I'm glad to do it. Who's got to give an account? Yeah? You see, we need to be thorough Christians. And then lastly tonight, I know, well, I'm past a minute, but that's okay. It's still light outside. You can still get home just fine. Should we just go till it's dark? All in favor? Okay. One. All right, we got one. Brother Smith, way to go. Thorough in our life pursuits. It does matter how we deal with lost man. We have to deal rightly with them. Spiritual pursuits. It does matter how we deal with God. Doesn't it? What about this? We just recently talked about these verses, but I thought it very appropriate. Although I made the comment that it's my opinion that the human mind is unable to completely exhaust the knowledge of this book, I didn't say you shouldn't try. I didn't say you shouldn't try. How about being thorough with the Word of God? Don't leave things undone. Don't leave things unlearned. Don't leave things unsearched. We just talked about being ready to give an answer to every man of the hope that is within us. How can you if you don't study to show yourselves approved unto God? A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know what that describes to me? A thorough Christian. Because, let me tell you this. How many churches did you pass on the way here? Because if the word can be rightly divided, it can be wrongly divided. And why do you think we have so many different types of churches? Because of wrongly divided. I just have these conversations with people, and it's something that's so clear to me is so unclear to them. It's just like, how do you not see this? I feel like Jesus talking to Nicodemus. You know, you're a master of Israel. How do you not know these things? You've read the Bible. I have the same Bible you got. How do you not know this? But we can't have that attitude with them. We need to teach them. We need to help them. They may not know, but we need to help them know. But if I don't know, how am I going to tell them? If you don't know something, how could you make it clear to somebody else? You just can't. You just can't. So we need to be thorough in our Bible knowledge. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul was telling Timothy, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, peace, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." So if it was that way at that time, think about how it is now. Deceivers. Deceiving and being deceived. He says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." And then he goes on to say these very famous verses. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Hey, listen. We probably can do better at being thorough in our life's pursuits for a testimony of the Lord in our lives. We probably can do better in our spiritual pursuits as a testimony unto the Lord. And we probably could do better at being thorough in our pursuit of the Bible for a testimony unto the Lord.